Sci-Fi Party Line.
Captain's log, stardate WTF. Carl has called an emergency podcast to talk about shows that we've already talked about, Defiance and Under the Dome. Please, sir, explain to us why we're doing this.
The reason why should be obvious to listeners. Perhaps, if they have already listened to the first part of the program, they're going to realize that while we had a very lively discussion and shared our opinions, no matter how flawed some may have been,
what?
That the essence of the entire darn show, we never got into it. Did we talk about one thing about the story, what actually happened in
now,
one
that
episode?
Was you, sir. That was you talking about, well, how do you feel about Under the Dome? And I asked you twice about how you felt about Under the Dome. And guess what happened? It's typical Stephen King.
How do I feel about Under the Dome is totally different than talking about elements of the show, where we talk about what happened in an episode. What did you like? What did I like? We didn't talk about any of the characters, nothing. So while I stand by everything I said before, I think, to be fair, people, when they see that we're talking about Defiance, when they see that we're talking about Under the Dome, they may actually want us to talk a little bit about the content of the show, not just how we feel. That's all. That's why I felt the sudden urge. I'm just trying to be fair to people who are listening, that, you know what, maybe despite, so our opinions about the show are clear. But maybe they'd like to know a little bit more about how we felt about the content of the show.
Did you miss me? Because if that's all this is you miss me and you want to talk to me again, you could have just called me. You have my number. You know, we can talk on the phone. There is no excuse for you to have to trump up some we didn't discuss the show so you can get me on the phone again.
We don't discuss the show, huh? We don't discuss the show? Okay. Why have we not said the name Julia Shumway at any point in the whole darn whole conversation? Why have we not said Dale Barbary? Why didn't we talk about him at all?
We talked about Big Jim.
Didn't I say we talked about one character? One character? Under the Dome has a fascinating collection of very unique people.
What did you need to get off your chest, sir? You are burning up about this show, by which you said it feels like a typical Stephen King show and you just didn't have anything else to say prior to this. But I'm going to let you roll. I'm not going to point that out. You know, that's me being pointing out people's faults and stuff. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be the bigger man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's right. You
whatever,
do this.
And wear the pants right now and let you use.
All right. Well, since apparently I have to run this podcast and I have to ask the questions that you should have asked me, here's the question.
Wait,
I'd like to ask.
I'm not interviewing you, sir. This is a co-host situation. So I'm not interviewing you to get your expertise. You need to come on out with this. I'm just probing people. I'm like, you know, trying to get you to talk. You know what I'm saying? Don't.
You're probing me? Is that what you're telling me? So let me ask you. All right. God. So I'll do it.
How much energy do you have? Like, you're like, my brain is filled with a whole bunch of stuff, and you thinking about.
You talking about? I don't
know. Okay. Right. Yeah, Barbie.
All right.
Let's do it.
So how you feel about what is wrong with you? I mean, look. Should we go to the episode guide? Do you want to talk about some of those things?
Are you angry with me?
I am serious, woman. We're supposed to be talking about the programs. We're supposed to be talking about the program. Can we talk about the programs? Is that all right?
I'm just trying to, you know.
I'm being sincere. I genuinely am trying to talk about the program. Look, you and I we've watched both of these series. We've watched the entire season of both of these series. How is it fair that we do an entire cast and not talk about anything within either of us?
We talked about the cow getting chopped in half at the beginning of every episode, and we have to see it every time.
Are you kidding me? Really? You kidding me now? That's all you got? That's all. Come on.
Okay.
We can do this.
Let's go. Bring it.
All right. All
So
right.
to have like an idea of what we're supposed to be doing, sir,
Yes.
and I'm incompetent.
Now, I did not say you were incompetent. I just said
Proceed,
that we
sir.
got very passionate about how we felt overall,
Call passionate.
but we did not get into the
Passionate call.
detail. So let's get
That's
into
what
it, dear.
passion is to you, sir.
That it is indeed.
Good
It
to
is indeed.
know.
So I'm gonna ask you. I'm gonna ask you. All right. Think about Under the Dome. Which episode did you like the most?
Man.
I'm serious. Think about what of the stuff that happened. Which
It's
episode did you
all
like?
one episode to me. It didn't feel like broken into parts. It felt like a continuing saga of a never-ending situation. And so I didn't have favorite episodes because to me it is one solid piece.
You didn't have a favorite moment? Nothing jumped out at you about the whole
Let me
series?
think about it. Why don't you go ahead, sir, since you have so much to say about this fine program, and let me think on it.
All right, good, good. You see, this is how we begin to engage in a conversation about how things go. We just sort of talk about.
Who
All
are
right.
you? Who are you?
So, all right, all right. Do you believe that the egg, the source of the dome, is extraterrestrial in nature?
Yes.
Why? I'm serious. I mean, because the military was all hanging around. Maybe it's a ghost. Is Stephen King? How do
A
we know?
ghost.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
How do
it's
we
more
know?
believable for it to be extraterrestrial. Nobody knows where it came from. Nobody knows what it is. Either it's extraterrestrial. Did you read a book or something? Okay. Well, either it's that or it's like some ancient thing that we dug up and somebody put somewhere or something. It's like Dale Barbie laid it or something. And I don't know. Maybe it was like ancient Egyptian or some crap like that.
Because you
If
see,
not. But
because to me, I think it would be extraterrestrial. I think that would be the easiest guess. But you know, they're trying to throw us a lot of left hooks. I was getting some feelings of what was our favorite program last year? Into the swamp, down the river. What was it? You know, the was it the river, right? I was just. You know,
I think it was a well. It was done well. I think they had different writers on each episode, so some of the episodes wasn't as fleshed out as other episodes. Fine, but I think The River was a solid piece of work. I'm gonna stand by that, and not a piece of work like, oh God, never mind.
All right. Anyway, so back to the dome, under the dome. Okay, so was there any moment that you liked? Did something emotionally hit you anywhere?
I don't know, Carl. I feel like you lead me into a trap or something. Why don't you tell what yours is? Because I told you it was one piece for me.
Okay. Well, I'm
Let
not
me
trying
think
to.
on it. Let me think on it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not trying to lead you down any trap or anything.
I don't trust you right now.
I am being sincere. I'm serious. I found it a little hard to go back and embrace the son of Big Jim as a positive character after the series starts with him locking a girl in the storm shelter. Because you see how as the series progresses, it started like he was straight up crazy, and you know we are not supposed to be. He's not supposed to be sympathetic, but then as things kind of went along, then we, you know, oh, he's just misunderstood.
I think that's
oh.
classic Gaius Baltar right there.
You think you th well? So what do you think? Do you think he is ever going to redeem himself, or is he going to stay?
Well, I told you what my thought was that these people did not get the clue of what they were supposed to learn with the lesson, and because of that, the whole town is either going to rejoin Earth. Or they're going, oh my God, this is that Nick Cage movie, isn't it? You remember that Nicolas Cage movie? Where the
Knowing,
kids at?
knowing,
this is
yeah.
the Knowing, dude.
You're right.
Lights
You might
out.
be right. That
Anyway,
movie,
that
was a WTF epic Knowing. But
my dad owns that on DVD. I was meaning like when I was in Houston to call him out on it. Like, why out of everything DVDs that you have, why is this in your library?
Had you seen it before?
Yeah, I've seen it before, and that's why I was like, it was, now grant you, it was hidden away in a closet, but still, somebody's paid some money for that, and I don't know why.
Okay, well, I can't speak to that, but you might be onto something about it having some kind of a connection like that. Because, okay, I was down with your incubating of humanity concept. I can go with that. But still, that first petri dish they picked, man, there's some jacked up folks in there. I can't get behind that kid. He just seems a little too dark.
Well, I mean, look at his dad, though. I mean, if he was raised with that craziness and his mom was crazy, I mean, what can you do?
Yeah.
I mean, his mom went crazy, was talking about pink stars. Like, why? I mean, did she lay the egg? What's going on with that? Then, like, what is his name?
Rennie.
Junior
Rennie, yeah.
So it's like, well, he didn't really have a chance. His mom's crazy. His dad is a psychopath or a sociopath, whichever, and crazy. And I don't, it's not that I feel sorry for him, but if he saw Angie have that seizure, then maybe he was trying to keep her.
Because maybe it reminded him of something he'd seen his mom go through.
Yeah. So, I mean, not the best move, but...
you're telling me locking the girl in the storm?
It's not the sexiest thing to do.
I'm thinking it's probably not a winner. No, it's
not a winner. And, I'd be freaked out. I'd try to get away from him because,
What
worst foreplay ever.
Yeah, that's not so cool. Not so cool. I kind of like the kids, actually. They are interesting in the series. Like I said, there are elements of Stephen King all over this. So, you know, you can feel a sort of turning, coming of age, Stand By Me, It kind of gang hanging together.
So you called me from homework to repeat what you said the other night.
You're going to flesh it out with more detail now.
Who are you right now?
Oh, my God. So all right. What'd you think of the kids? You think all the kids are all right? Think they're sane? Think
that's working? They're just some kids. They're like Stand By Me. And the Goonies.
And the Goonies. Okay. I'll give you that. Maybe a little Super 8 happening in there, too.
Yeah, it's a little Super 8.
I can see it.
What I did not like is what's her face coming in to the show, starting the underground situation within the town. It just felt so forced. It felt like I saw this in Alien Nation. Remember that? They had the underground fight club in Alien Nation. Hell, they had that in Defiance. Well, it's not underground, but anyway.
Look, Defiance, they had it in Walking Dead. They had it, you know, we could just go down the list of whenever society
goes
down.
When I saw that, I was like, man, if a carnival comes next.
Yeah, that, the thing about the series is they don't hesitate going in multiple directions at the same time. I mean, look at this. We've got the crazy spiritual component of this with, as usual in every Stephen King story, you got to have a mad religious dude or woman somewhere in there, you know, claiming that there's a biblical cause. Then you got, the drug crystal meth lab going in the corner. You know,
that was on the nose.
Little breaking band action
really?
Happened.
Yeah.
Because see, here's the challenge with shows like The River and Under the Dome and even Lost. What they get our attention, they hook us with these little, well, with a big question, and then they tease stuff to us. They tease out little things. Now, the challenge is, you guys have got to make the payoff worth us asking these questions episode after episode after episode. So if I'm sitting here and four episodes into it, I'm trying to figure out why a town under a bubble is stocked up on propane. I got to admit, to make crystal meth is probably not the most rewarding answer that, you know, for what I was looking for there on that note. But okay, so we got, of course, the, you know, the religious thing, and of course there's always the clash between the country folk. You know, you've always got the shotgun toting crew in the background, that now this is their chance to rise to power. So I got a well, I got a farm, and I got some propane, and all you city folk now got to contend with us now. All right, so that was going on.
And then,
of course, people dropping like flies under the dome. Okay, then there's, of course, the
black
king.
Woman lived.
Well, we're surprised. She's hanging in there, and so's DJ. DJ, I'm like, hey, all right, they're trying a new trend here. But it still is only 13 episodes in. You know, they could both just get killed off.
No, episodes. If you don't get killed in the first episode, you considered, old age, like dog years.
Yeah, like T-Dog, right? T-Dog was an old man. In stereotype token time. T-Dog is a senior represent. But
stereotype token time.
But I mean, but seriously, now, he's an old man. He's an old man. But look, now see, in 13 episodes, we've had Fight Club, Crystal Meth, these teen turning of age, the loss of parents, girl law trapped in the basement, you know, kind of the Silence of the Lambs action happening there, the pseudoscience fiction, the, you know, Eureka elements. Of course, we got, you know, our Joe is running to town after, you know, there's just so much happening here, and I find it very interesting. It's all these different story elements going in very different directions, and I really was wanting to see it converge in a way that makes sense. I'm holding out hope that, you know, this is going to make sense with a big arc that's really going to have some exciting closure. But yeah, man, people dropping like flies. We got, you know, all kinds of pseudo romance going on, and, you know, what's her name, the redhead and
Julia,
and Barbie,
she really fell in love with
the wrong dude.
No, she fell in love with a stranger really fast after her husband just was like, she didn't know where he was or anything like that, and she's just like falling for some guy. And then she found out the guy she's falling for capped her husband, and then she's like, I still love you, and it's weird.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot weird. There's a lot weird, because like I said, you know, holding hands with the dude that locked you in the storm drain basement thing, I don't see that as being a natural progression in 13 episodes. I don't see how you can just shake that off on episode 4, you know, because remember, there have been hugs and all kinds of other stuff going on with that I don't know.
She's just trying to survive, because she already told him straight up, look, once this dome come down, I'm out. And I believe her. I believe her, because, you know, the town is too small for her. She wants to get out and go to somewhere else that's not creepy with people locking you in basements and somebody building a noose situation. And so I don't want to.
And then we got the good old Salem witch hunt kicking in. I mean, that sort of country mob crowd mentality witch hunt thing going on. That's a familiar element as well. So, yeah, for them to go straight to the noose, I wasn't too comfortable with that. and let me ask you this. How fast are the architects in Under the Dome? Because remember when they whipped out the blueprint, and he's like, really? We're going to go here? And then like 8 minutes later, it was a two-story tall, had a working lever. You know, I was like, what? Do these town folk just have these things, blueprints lying around? You know, just
like, and then do they like know how to put it up with such speed and precision?
I mean, this was a fully engineered multi-level system here. Townspeople wasn't playing. They were ready.
Yeah, those country folks know how to get that type of stuff up. Racial memory. Let me stop.
Don't go there, girl.
Yeah, none of them.
We could be talking about witches, too. You know, everybody. The nuke was good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, That was kind of rough. So, you know, I'm giving the series a chance. All right. I know, you know, I told you, for obvious reasons, it really feels like so many other Stephen King stories. Sort of feels like those pieces. But I'm telling you, in 13 episodes, look at all the places we've been. And I'm not sure, you know.
We got somebody from Little House on the Prairie getting murdered and drowned.
Stuff is crazy happening. You know, a lot is going on.
But I mean, I don't know. I just went with the story. It kept me coming back each week. I wanted to know what was happening every time. And I really enjoyed the story. The ending, I felt, was a really big tease, but I wasn't dissatisfied with it or anything. And like I said, as a whole, there's not really an individual episode that stands out to me. I think it's just one big long story, and I like to see it that way. As far as the story doing anything for me, I don't care that it was disjointed or it felt unrealistic. I just like the characters, and they made it compelling each week to come back. I was really glad to see it on Amazon Prime. I initially thought it was House of Cards, where it was an Amazon Prime show, but it's not. So, you know, whatever. But I didn't have to endure commercials. So yeah. It just felt like one big marathon to me. So I don't know. I think I got a really good presentation there. And it was okay. I liked it. I didn't have a problem with it.
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a shot.
You already gave it a shot.
By that, I mean continue to give it a shot.
Like, what else do you have to watch that Under the Dome is going to take you away from?
No, that is not the right question. that is not the right question.
It's like there's not much to... Okay.
Yeah, I always have other things to do. But whether the series will give me a chance, whether I'll give it another chance, I'll give it another chance. I'll watch a couple more episodes.
You making it sound like you're doing me a favor by watching this.
Did I say anything personal? I'm simply saying, I'm telling you, it's very unusual. And it is going in a lot of different directions. There are some things I would like to see improved about it. But like you say, it is unique. That's for sure. I mean this unique conglomeration of stuff we may have seen before. But I ain't seen all of this together in one show before. It's nuts. You know, all this going on here. So...
The only thing I'm really requiring you to watch is Walking Dead. Of course, you're going to watch that. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Of course, you're going to watch that. And Almost Human and Tomorrow People and Arrow. So whatever. And Doctor Who.
Okay, so basically you have locked down about 12 hours a week so far. Just already.
And just at least one episode of Sleepy Hollow.
And other than that, 13 hours. Other than that, you know,
what else are you watching? Revolution? You don't have anything else to watch. And if you are watching something else, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch anything else. What's wrong with you?
You know, I was getting excited about Dodie on the show. I was like, hey, Dodie is the radio engineer girl that had the...
I was glad she got shot in the head.
What? Why did you like Dodie? What was your beef with her?
Because she was on the wrong side of everything. She was trying to like... Ooh, these kids, I need to take something away from them, or I need to... she was treating everybody like a freak, and so I was really...
Yeah, but she was the only one that knew anything about science in the town, you know?
That did not help her. She didn't figure shit out. She didn't help in any way. She was just like, ooh, I hear the military doing this. And then whatever. Oh, I'm going to make this gadget to track down the source of this thing. And then she did. And then whatever. Then I'm going to go and find this egg and blah, blah. She found the egg. She got shot. She forgot the whole thing. Oh, Big Jim, you need to learn about
what. What was that? So when she touched the thing, I didn't think. All right. Now it's coming to me. I thought that she was faking it, that she had forgotten everything after she got shocked by the mini dome. I thought she was faking it because all the kids of the corn were around her. So I thought she was like, oh, no, kids, I don't remember anything. I didn't think she actually forgot. Oh, that's interesting. No, I'm sorry. I didn't even occur to me that she had actually forgotten the stuff that was going on there. Cause, well, how did she know where to go for the egg if she forgot everything?
She tracked it.
What? Oh, she used her thing?
I don't know.
All right.
It's not important.
Well, like I say, if she hadn't got shot in the head, I think she might have been able to do a little bit more. But
like
that was
what? She couldn't bring down the dome.
No,
nobody wanted her to bring down the dome. Nobody wanted her to touch the egg.
The people that shot her didn't want her to bring down the dome, but everybody else did. The other folks wanted her to bring it down.
Yeah, but she didn't know how to do anything anyway, so she was a useless character. I support her getting shot.
Dang.
I'd like to see the actress in something else again, because she's kind of fun, but as far as her character goes...
Jeez. And you all right with this many people dropping dead? How long is this series supposed to be on? Because seriously...
I would be really happy if that was the end of it, and they had nothing else to go on. And then they start over and launch a bubble in another city and see if they decide to... if they can figure out the code and live like normal civilized human beings and not be destroyed by the egg, because they're going to hang a dude named Barbie.
Well, that's an interesting premise. You know, it'd be like the hate boat, you know, instead of the love boat. Every season, it'd be a new town and new people coming
you
in there.
You are so adorable.
Yeah.
You're just so adorable, Carl.
It's the hate boat.
Just comedy. Just comedy. Like you should get a stand-up situation. Okay. Do you feel good about... Do you feel like you got everything? Because if you call me again about Under the Dome wanting to say something, I'm going to be curious about... just call me. That's fine. That's that. Mm-hmm. I mean...
If we do another cast about a television show and only talk about one person on the whole show, I'm going to call you again. I'm going to call you right back. So we're going to try to do better.
That's fine. I think that, you know, whatever. All right, let's do this with, what's the other one?
Defiance. Your show, girl. Defiance.
Yay.
Was that an enthusiasm? What was that just then?
I mean, what else is there to say about it?
I mean, besides absolutely nothing? We have said nothing about Defiance. We said
what
nothing.
What do you want to know about this? People know about Defiance. I mean...
Know about Defiance. That is the saddest thing. All right. Since apparently I got to lead all this
You
stuff,
do need to lead, because I don't know what else people want to know. Like, what we did was gave them a teaser. Based on my enthusiasm, they will go and watch it because I said it's awesome and they should. Boom.
Wow.
Problem solved.
Wow. It's going to work like that, huh, Timberlake? Okay. All right. I'm going to just let it slide that I see a 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb. We're going to move right past that. And we're going to try.
Right now, because they don't know crap.
We're going to try to talk about something that is actually happening.
This Defiance is like Babylon 5, but they're going to wait until it get canceled for people to be, oh, that was an excellent show. It was epic. And then they're going to be like cosplaying the thing like for 10 years after it got canceled and stuff. And people going to be, oh, the writing was great and blah. And then, oh, and then I don't want to hear it. Tony Curran, oh my God, he was a Doctor Who. He was Van Guy. I can't believe he was that actor. They're going to sound just like that. In that voice, in that pitch, and I'm not going to want to hear it, because I told him right now, watch Defiance. Watch it. You don't need anything else other than me saying.
Okay. I'm going to try to entice him with something other than just that. All right. Can we try to?
How about this? In the year 2046, it's a new Earth with new rules. Boom.
And lots of blue plants.
Julie Benz. Boom.
Well, that, you know, that almost would get me watching by itself right there. There's nothing wrong with Julie Benz.
Jamie Murray. Boom.
Good to see her, too. Good to see her, too. Especially coming out of Milk Baths every other episode.
She's so awkward. Oh, I love her character, because it's like she's like... passive aggressive and dainty and
She reminds me. She reminds me of my ex. I'm telling you, I can feel it. All of that, and she's all that going on is very familiar to me.
it's very like what's the word I'm looking for? Submissive, but like she.
Superficially, on the surface, she is, but she's got stuff going on all the while. Like, what's the day? You know, we're pretty sure that she's running Daytac. Daytac thinks he's in charge. He ain't in charge. He ain't in charge.
When he's caught wind of her having a lesbian affair with a prostitute, he looked like he was pretty much in charge.
Well, he was a little upset about that, but
Spoiler.
you what? Oh yeah, well, you know, hey, but you know, it took him long enough to figure that out. You know, he ain't paying a detox. He detox not getting everything.
Don't buy that he would have figured that out. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense for him to have figured that out.
Exactly. Nope. Something had to hit him across the head, which
Unless
is why,
he did something really specific that we couldn't see under all the covers with her self, air quote. I
All right. Okay. So here's, okay.
don't
Once
know. A
again,
prostitute technique.
let's, since I did the review for Under the Dome, let's do the review for Defiance. All right. So here are the storylines we got going on here. We have the impending war with the surrounding, what do you want to call them? The Alliance. You know, we take it back to like the Firefly thing where they're the outpost, and then like, you know, the what were they called in Firefly? What was the union called in Firefly?
Earth that was.
Yeah, but I mean, weren't they called like the Union or something? Anyway, so we've got the outpost of quote sanity that is Defiance, and they are preparing for war against the big, you know, bureaucratic union that's coming in. We got that going on. We got alien key thing. Inside of our redheaded girl is, what's her name? Is Isra? What's her name?
Esau is Israel. Oh, Arisa.
Arisa. All right, so we've got Isra, who is the one, like in the Matrix.
Arisa.
Arisa, yeah, she's got some kind of alien key thing in her that like unlocks some kind of magic technology. So we got
So,
that.
wait. You've been all this time and you didn't find out the proper names for all the stuff?
What's the? You mean
Like
the key
key
thing?
thing, yeah. What and shouldn't you know like the name of it after like the whole day? Are you saying I need to talk about the fash?
Look,
And you don't know what it.
I think the fact that we have discussed a second character is a bold step compared to what we did before. Can we move along, please?
Man,
So we've got, okay, the alien key thing,
it
which,
is
by
a
the way.
gold artifact.
Wow, thanks for clearing that up. Anyway, you know, if you want to talk about an episode that I thought was actually pretty good, I mean, some people can't differentiate episodes and just simply think that it's all just one blob, but I really
Oh,
like,
why you gotta slam me in order to make your point?
if
That's when
I
you know
was
your point
going
is
to
weak.
say, if
Do you
I
know the
was
name of the episode?
look, you don't
I
have to
don't
keep
think you know the
yourself.
name of the episode. You don't even have an episode guide pulled up.
Okay, well, since you do, you tell me which episode it was there. You remember the one
Oh,
where
you know when he start off like you
you
here's the
know the
link to
fun?
the episode guide.
What the? Okay, thank you. That's very helpful. I like, because I like the episode where the ship was falling towards Earth. And they had to try to spark up that communication with the ship. And sort of they were possessed by the communications technology. You know, our steampunk parrot guy, it was going crazy because it was like he could hear the communications, and it was fall. Sometimes when you watch a show like this, you feel like it's a little too trapped in the West, or it's a little too much into the you know, the town homey culture of what's going on, that you just want to be reminded of the science fiction in it. The fact that you got a ship falling down, you got the superpower source. I assume that there's some kind of alien technology that they're going to be able to use aboard it or aboard some of the other ship that they've been referencing. I just thought it was kind of cool to bring that connection in. Finally, we made sense why they use a radio, or why it would be important to have a radio broadcasting over Defiance as opposed to some other perhaps better technology than a dude just up in the arch just pumping out the hits. But so I thought that was actually an interesting episode that tied together the broader space epicness of what Defiance is supposed to be about.
Defiance and Under the Dome are kind of like the same show.
You're getting that, huh? You see it? I agree.
I'm sorry.
I absolutely agree, which is why I was going to go back through the pieces of the episode. Okay, once again, we got 13 episodes, right? Okay, so what we got? We got Helm's Deep aliens battling. We got the Union versus the Confederate town. Y'all are going to come in and teach us how we're going to do. Okay, then we got mad genetic engineer, scientist, clone, blue doctor thing happening. we got old cranky clone lady trying to, tear stuff up. We got the cranky doctor, who may have built her or whatever. So the whole genetics.
They like the Cardassians. Yeah. Because she experimented on the freaking Bajorans. They even have an episode called Past is Prologue. DS9 had an episode called Past Prologue. I think that must have been in season one or two, maybe three.
I thought you made Kim Kardashian for a second. Totally messed me up. I totally didn't get what you were talking about. Okay.
Oh, my God. We have to end right now because when I say Kardashian and you hear Kim Kardashian and you're a science fiction fan and you think of her first before you think of Deep Space Nine, I don't know who you are anymore. And I think, sir, that we have fallen off the wagon and that there's something wrong with you.
I often think of Kim Kardashian first. But anyway, and then we've got the key artifact thing going on. We've got father-son dilemma, and I can't live up to my brother. We've got that going on. We've got the politics of Daytac and Julie Benz. What's her name? Mayor Amanda. Do you see how I'm already on the next hand with story? And there have only been 13 episodes.
Yeah, I see your hand.
Yes, I'm holding it right here.
Okay,
we're not even talking about the, what do we want to call it? The Native American oppression of Israel's people, that's going on, the internment camp thing, where they got locked away because of the sort of disease. I mean, we could just keep going. It's only been 13 episodes. Dang, how am I supposed to know what is going on? How am I supposed to get a feel for what's happening? But all of this stuff is going on. So, it's interesting. There's a lot happening. There are pieces of it. Like I said, there's every once in a while they'll come across a storyline that'll kind of get me excited. I'm like, okay, maybe this could be, but it kind of
intellectually excited or Kim Kardashian excited.
Oh, so wrong. Mm-hmm. But
I'm the shallow one.
What is wrong with you? I don't know. That's
I'm grumpy today. I'm taking over your part. Grumpy cat.
You got your bag of chips? You got your bag of chips over there? You going to have your snack during the show?
Yeah.
So that's part of why I guess I'm having a trouble. What are you doing?
I'm not eating some.
the grumpy roll. You have taken... So I guess that's part of why I'm having trouble with Defiance as well, because there is a lot of stuff going on, and there are threads of stories that any three of which, if they just flesh those three out, I think I could really hold on a little bit more of what's going on. But I
think you're really unappreciative, man.
Okay, all right.
I think that there's like. Absolutely no science fiction shows on TV, period. And I think that You are living in the past of some past sci-fi glory, which is Star Trek or something like that.
Yes,
You
years
are
years
trying to
gone.
apply.
Well,
You're trying to
ancient
apply those
shows
same
like
expectations.
Fringe, you know? Fringe is a fine example of an ancient show that has all the stuff I've been looking
Now,
for.
that wasn't a perfect show, but you're trying to, apply those same expectations to some of these little shows where you should just not be so focused on them. You should just watch them kind of with a grain of salt, let them unfold as they are, let them be presented to you as the writers present them, and just go with it and leave it and not try to, make them into this whole exercise of writing and intellectualism and all this. It's just a little show on sci-fi. They're up in Toronto, they're doing their thing, they're having fun. It may not make the most sense. It may not be the most well crafted. Of course, it's not going to be, I don't know. I just think it's something fun to watch. It's something fun to look at. I don't care that it makes sense or not. I mean, to me, it's just easy and I turn my brain off and I don't really think about it because if I do think about it, I'm going to get hurt. And I think that's what's wrong with you. You want to love this show. You want to put your heart and soul into it. And really, what this show is, it's just, kind of a one night stand.
Okay.
Or maybe a booty call, this show.
Well, let me can I just ask one question then? When is a show not good then? I mean, and I'm not saying that this is
Now,
not a good show.
talk about Stargate Universe.
Well, now hang on now. Hang on. There have been many shows that you and I have agreed upon that we really don't like, but you know, at what level? Because, you know, you could sit back and just let the Stargate wash over you. You know, you don't have to ask questions about why this is totally different from
Yeah,
the
but
other
that was
ones that are
so
before.
frustrating, that show. None of it had a thread. None of it made sense. I couldn't figure out people's motivation. Everything was boring. Everybody had the same monotone, whatever. Nobody
Oh, but
raised
you
their
know, they were doing
voice.
their
There
thing
was
up in
no visual.
Toronto.
No,
There are
they was
so
in
few
Vancouver, dude.
shows.
No, they was in
There's
Vancouver,
so few
son.
shows on.
No.
Aren't you just overthinking it
No, no,
now?
no, 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 no. That's a different thing.
Now,
Now,
listen, you
see,
were right. Now,
no, no.
let me say,
Okay.
you were right that my problem with Defiance is that I want to love it. And that is actually and that's true with most of the series when they come out. I always really, really want to love it. It's just that, you know, and I try to keep an open mind about what I'm experiencing, and I try to experience it from a fresh perspective. But aren't there some basic things that, you know,
No.
a good story or a
Mm-mm.
good series needs to have in order for it to be, it's got to be solid, you know?
You
Don't
gotta
you think?
lower your expectations a little bit more.
Oh my.
And it's just like you're hurting yourself by overthinking these things and not just letting it wash over you and going about your business and waiting for the awesomeness that is Almost Human, which I'm pretty sure is gonna hurt us really bad. I just feel it that they're gonna break my heart because I'm like really after that show. That's like
No, because we're not getting our hopes up. It's just going to be all right.
I
We know, all
can't
right.
do it.
It's just going to
I'm
be all
so
right.
super excited.
I mean,
And
just
you know how I feel about Carl Urban. I hate that dude. And I'm in love
that
with
just this we it's just going to be all right.
But
Like I said.
see, I was super excited about Defiance. And in that first episode, man, I don't know if I was gonna return to it. And then you was like, I'm watching it. We're gonna have to podcast about it. And then my dad was watching it and I was just
You
like, all
mean
right.
the same dude that was watching Knowing? Because he got
No,
Knowing in the
he
closet,
wasn't
right?
watching. He was in the closet, purchases on
Listen, just because he's
DVD.
trying to hide it from you does not mean that he does not enjoy a good Crazy Nick Cage story. Oh, by the way, let's not forget there is the La Cage aux Folles storyline. The La Cage aux Folles storyline mixed in with Defiance too. You know, you got all the brothel action happening in there. It's like Dirty Quarks is what's going on. It's the quarks, but like the back room. Of course, it's like Dabo Girls on Prowl. You know, just 13 episodes, people. It's only for
It feels a
13.
little Firefly to me because everybody is okay with having a quote companion in
Well,
the
that's
city.
true.
So,
Well, that and they also have that sort of, like I said, Confederate out. you know, out posty back thing going on. So yeah, I can see that.
I think the only reason I enjoyed this is because I enjoyed Firefly. And that's the only reason I could accept this show. Well, and if it weren't for, then blur, blur, blur. You got that, didn't you?
That was perfectly clear.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. It's so elegant right now.
There's a lot going on. A lot going on. So is there any moment, can you think of anything in Defiance that really stood out? Like I said, I did like, you know, the Fallen Ship one, and I hope, well, like I said, I like the Fallen Ship one. Is there one moment or something that stood out for you in Defiance that you really liked?
Well, I really appreciated, like I said, The Bride Wore Black, the 11th episode, because of the wedding. There was so many things that was going against this wedding, and I didn't actually think it was going to happen, but it did. I really enjoyed that the mom wanted the daughter-in-law to wear this weird cap thing, crown thing that
it was a
face.
It was a chastity helmet is what
it was. Yeah, you can't get mine fracked, but so I really enjoyed that they went back and forth over that, and she was like, well, I don't want to really wear it because, you know, it's not my culture. And then I liked how the mom lied to Detector about how she didn't wear it, and she knew why, but she lied about it. And I thought that was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that episode. Mm-hmm. I don't get Arisa's whole situation. Like, I was kind of following, like, her parents died, but did they die because they were torturing her because she had the ancient golden key in her? Did they approve of her getting put? And so I think because I let the show wash over me and I wasn't fully paying attention is why I missed some of these things. Or, you know, tell me, Carl, were they clear or not? And I just
not to me. Not okay, in terms of, you know, what the deal was, because we keep getting glimpses of what her, quote, family or former life was like. We keep getting in these hazy flashbacks that, you know, always have some element of violence or explosion or death involved with it. So, I mean, like I said, what was it? Her sister got, like, killed off, that whole bus thing, or no, it was she was having a flashback. And anyway, there were three times where they went back. And something happened very violently, and it was such a quick flash. I'm having trouble putting together her backstory. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Just, you know, it's the Sci-Fi Channel. They are just going to do what they're going to do. You can't really get attached to it, so I don't. And I don't want to see it canceled. I think it's a really cute show. I'm going to watch it, but it's just not one of those. It's not Breaking Bad or True Blood or Game of Thrones where you can really get into everything. It's just something you need to kind of sit back, fold some laundry, watch it, get up, you know, go, you know, fix a PB&J, come back, and just, you know, let it wash over you. Don't take it too seriously.
Is there anything you can think of that would make it better, or that you think you would enjoy more about it?
If
it's up to you,
if it was up to me with this show, I'd say leave it alone, and I'd have an additional entire other show to make. But mine would be very expensive because, like, we don't know the game Defiance either. So I think that what we're getting is like a fanfic version of an action game or a first person shooter game that none of this stuff exists. And I feel like the finale was us moving to another part of the game, and we were looking at a loading screen or something, you know. So
I can't believe Daytac is dead. That is, I thought he was one of the more interesting characters of the whole
season.
He
died?
What, you didn't see the episode? Well, look, I don't know for sure, but he sure was shot up. So
he didn't get shot because the Earth people came and shot him up.
They the Union crew came and got him.
Didn't they shoot the wife too, or what?
There was a little trouble going on there, but
see, that's what I'm saying. Carl, I'm not, I guess the cause and effect of it, like the effect of me not really paying attention to it is me not knowing what's going on, or me not being really attached, and me not really knowing the details, and not being able to give like a really in-depth review or recommendation to the listeners for this is because, yeah, watch it if you don't have anything else to watch. But, you know, really, I watch Defiance if I'm done with Breaking Bad, you know. I'm watching Defiance if I'm done with other things that I think that are really more interesting. And I think too that, like, whereas Breaking Bad is a show in college, Defiance might be middle school, and you're gonna expect certain things. And that's not an insult. I'm just saying it's the level of engagement there. So I'm just not gonna take it too seriously. There's other things coming out there. They always break our heart with science fiction. I'm totally afraid of Almost Human, but I'm totally pumped up because, oh my God, did y'all see?
Hold it
And
in. Hold it in.
yeah. And yeah, I mean, I think us dragging it out like this is just not, there's nothing there for us to really, maybe some, because I just don't really want to get too caught up in the details of this show. I mean, it's something just to watch and say, yeah, I thought that was really cool, and overall, I think they're doing a great job, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, really, I had said all that I wanted to say about it in the first part of our.
All right. Well, I just wanted to give it a fair shot, and I wanted to.
But did you really say anything that helped anyone?
Well, the question is I think we've got a little more clarity
I don't think we do.
about
Okay.
what it is about the show that we do like and don't like. You know, we spoke in generalities before, so at least this time we dug a little deeper.
Just a little.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. That's better. Well, that's good. That's it. That's all I wanted. No trap.
Huh. All right. Okay.
Listen, I just call me crazy. Call me crazy, but I simply believe that if we're gonna do a cast about a show, that maybe we ought to actually talk about the show a
Well,
little
the
in it.
thing
That's all.
is, this is a summer show, and what's really gonna happen is when the fall shows come out, we get to dig deep because that's when the good shows come out. And so this was something you'd be light and breezy. It's like, you know, having some yogurt or ice cream or popcorn, and you know, you just enjoy. But I don't think that there's like, I mean, if anybody is doing fanfic or living and breathing Defiance other than the people that are working on the show, you know, let us know. And I'm gonna tell you, maybe you want to do something else.
That is harsh. That is harsh right there. As you know, we still getting hate mail from the SGU crew. So for real, you really gonna go out there and say something like that?
And that's at Robo Minister.
Oh no, that's all you, girl. Fancy fembot. You tell her you
Oh,
said.
I mean, it's, I mean, if somebody wanted to fanfic for Fang or be all into Defiance, that's fine. But I mean, it's just an easy show. I just want to like it the way it is. And if I don't know all the details, guess what? I can read all that stuff is on the internet. If I really, really wanted to know, I could look it up. But I don't really care that much about this show. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's not that. I mean, I say
Ouch.
you're making you now I feel like you're turning me into a bad guy about Defiance when I was the one defending it earlier, saying that, you know, just be easy with it. Just like it. It's just a story, you know, just have fun with it. Don't dig deep. Enjoy the craziness that is presented to you and then walk away.
Okay, all right, all right.
But if
Well,
you're trying to fall in love with it, that's just not. That's you're looking for love in all the wrong places.
I am hoping that we've seen, like I said, I counted out like 8 different storylines going on at the same time with Defiance. Maybe in the next season, they'll flesh out a couple of these, or some of these loose edges will start to converge in an arc that's very powerful.
So next season, Carl is going to be editing the podcast, and then we can talk about it in depth. And we can dig deep episode by episode, and it's going to be a real treat. Now, let me tell you what we are going to dig deep into.
I'm just a guest. I don't know what you thought about me. So what you go? What are we gonna dig deep into? What are we gonna dig?
We're gonna dig deep into Almost Human. we're gonna watch that at least twice, maybe thrice, and we're gonna go scene by scene. We might even go slow motion and watch whatever is happening because I'm so pumped.
You are setting yourself up now. We are going to just. It's gonna be all right.
I can't.
And don't forget tomorrow. Tomorrow, we still got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming on. I still have hope. Now, I mean, relative to Almost Human, I may not be as impressed with what I've seen so far. However, come on now. We got.
You know what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is feeling like? It's feeling like that one show on Sci-Fi that I watched one episode of, and I was just like,
Alphas?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, but nothing's going to be like Alphas. That's good. That's like saying, you know what Under the Dome feels like? Haven. No, it is not going to be that. All right. So
Haven hate.
No, I'm just saying it's not going to be that. I can guarantee you. So.
So yeah, you say Angels and S.H.I.E.L.D. and I'm like, all right.
I guess just because it's compared.
But see, you know what? When you remember when Alcatraz, they were just like, oh, Alcatraz on Fox, and they was just like, this is gonna be the best thing. I didn't get it. I was just like, why are we gonna watch a show about the jail? And I don't want to watch that. That doesn't intrigue me. But Stephanie was like, oh no, this is great because it's historical. Blah blah.
Well, I never bought it.
She was about Alcatraz.
The Alcatraz is gone.
I love you, Nene, but I never got Alcatraz. But as like the later episodes, like we got deep into the season, I was just like, okay, I'll watch this. You know, this is, you know, okay, whatever. But I don't have to even know or think about Almost Human. I just see everything. And you know what is going to happen? I think they're going to pull a Game of Thrones and kill off Carl Urban really early. He's too expensive for a TV show. I mean, he's freaking Bones, for crying out loud. How are they going to afford to pay him?
Listen, we are going to remain positive.
No. We got to speculate what's going to happen. Because this is speculation. We don't have spoilers. So I think Carl Urban is going to die.
Well, that would be a good way to trash the series early on. I mean, you know, get everybody excited about him being on it.
Cast and then kill him off. One season anyway, because it's too expensive, Terra Nova.
That's just...
I liked Terra Nova.
Terra Nova, no.
That was fun.
No.
I just don't understand why you just couldn't be easy and just like, oh my God, he's punching a dinosaur and then he's running from the pyrotechnics and then he's going to jump into the Stargate and awesome.
Go a million years back in time and then they got dudes with binoculars, just looking around. Do you see any dinosaur? No technology. Holographic computers, but they got to have a dude standing up in a watch thing with binoculars going, I don't see anything in the woods, man. Let's go check it. No, the show's ridiculous. The show's ridiculous.
Was ridiculous.
I don't want to go there.
Well, so Carl got whatever he needed out of his system.
I feel better. I do.
We talked for an hour about not really sure what.
That's right.
But, you know, listeners, if you're still listening, you're a trooper. And you can let us know, and you can tell Carl that he's right on Twitter. You stroke his ego, because I'm pretty sure that's what he needs right now, poor baby.
Stop.
And I
Stop.
gotta clown you, man.
Oh my God.
Charles, not that Charles is gonna say when he hears this, Carl, I agree with you because blah blah, because he always agrees with you. Love you, Charles. See you at Dragon Con. But hey, you going to Dragon Con? We're gonna have a epic sci-fi party line meetup. All of us are just gonna meet every all of us at once, and Carl's coming.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be there.
Man, I don't trust you.
Even if we have to meet in the hallway outside someplace, because we can't get a real room, it's all right. We'll do that. We'll do
No,
that.
we gotta wait till October 9th.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, we'll get a room, but I'm just talking about a room, you know, like where the speakers are.
We ain't like that.
Yeah, we are. We could do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you can take care of that just like you're gonna edit the podcast.
Oh, do not blame me for the editing of this cast. I had nothing to
You
do with
can't
it.
lift a finger to edit nothing.
Oh, I'm lifting a finger right now.
And that's our show, folks. Yeah. Sir, you are in the doghouse.
Yeah, it was so easy. It was so easy. You just let you walk right into that one. Come on, girl.
Go to our website. You can leave us a comment there, old school style at sci-fipartyline.com. Send us a tweet, and that is at Sci-Fi Party Line. We're on Facebook. Google it, man. Sci-Fi Party Line. You know, we're on Google Plus too. Speaking of Google, like 4 people use that, I'm pretty sure. So, you know, if you're one of those people, I'm sure I'll check that eventually. thanks, you there for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you at the party next time. Again, bye.
Bye. Hello.
Hey.
All right, babe. There she is. What's the problem? What's that enthusiasm?
Now we need to know what the hell we're talking, because we've already talked about the show, so I'm
Yes,
super curious about what's going to happen today.
Curious.
But
You're
I'm
trying to figure out why. You're
super
super curious. Well,
yeah.
I know you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be because you know what? I stopped and I thought about it. I thought about
Oh,
it.
cause what? I handed you your ass in that conversation, and now
Oh,
you're thinking about it,
please.
roll it over in your mind, say, "Oh,
Oh.
Cat was right. I can't let that stand. That Cat's being right." So I gotta call up and blah blah blah. We gotta re-record.
So you see, how when you say it, that don't even sound right. You see
That
how that
sound
just does?
right? That sound right? That's how you sound right now. That's exactly how you sound. I was sounding like you, sir. Sounding like
No,
you.
you crazy woman. That is not what the problem is. Here's what the problem is. If you listen back at that show, we're talking about Under the Dome and Defiance, right?
Yep.
Whole show, or pretty much most of the show, Under the Dome and Defiance, right?
Right.
All that conversation, whole time we recorded, how come we only talked about one character? Between 2 shows, we talked about one character. I mean, do you realize what I'm saying is, while we had a lively discussion and I enjoy, and I'm not saying re-recorded or anything, what I'm saying is, look, if we are telling people that we're doing a podcast about Under the Dome and Defiance, don't you think we ought to at least talk a little bit
Well, we
about
was trying to get to the okay, that's fine. We will go back and we will start over, and you will give the discussion the reason why we're doing this
Hey,
again.
wait. Why can't we just record a little 15 minutes of Under the Dome? A little 15 minutes for,
Oh, so you're adding in the podcast now.
what edit? All you gotta do
There
is
you
glue.
go.
It's just glue. You just glue it right in the middle. That's all you gotta do.
I'm
Just
not
glue it right.
doing a whatever's gonna happen right now is gonna go tacked on to what we talked about the other day.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Let's do that then.
Are
Let's
you
do that.
ready? Because you're gonna have to explain to people why I'm not doing homework and you talking my head off about something that we already talked about. But that's fine. That's fine. That double dip.
All
We
right,
need to start the show.
go
We
ahead. I'm
need to
ready.
start
Hit
the
it, girl.
show.
I'm ready. Hit it. Let's do this.
Now, I don't want you to call me tomorrow saying we forgot something about Defiance and Under the Dome because
My
Pretty sure
criteria
that we got everything out the
my
first time.
criteria has been met. I just felt bad when I thought back about what we talked about. We talked about two shows, and we could only talk about one character out of two whole shows.
Well, I mean,
come on now. Come on, we're better than that.
It was okay. What? Really?
We are better than that. When we were dogging SGU, we at least named more than one character. Come on. We can do this. We can do it. We got to be fair. We're just being fair.
Do you think they warranted all this extra time? I don't.
I think that if we're going to either trash or embrace the show, the least we could do is kind of halfway talk about the story and the characters in it.
Well, I think we did it a disservice because we didn't talk about in-depth things like name episodes. I mean, we didn't go in a linear fashion.
We didn't do it at all, is what I'm saying. We didn't talk about that at all.
Well, you was Mister. It feel like every other Stephen King.
That is because of what you asked me. That's why we had to go back.
Well, you're not a guest here, sir. You're supposed to get on.
I'm not a guest. I follow along behind whatever you say.
No, I don't need you to follow along. I need you to take some charge here, sir.
I did. And now you're giving me crap. I took control. I said, this we need to do. And then you just talk about me like a dog. You just talk about me like a dog. I'm just trying to get the listeners what they want.
I do appreciate you thinking about, you know what? No, I can admit I'm wrong. Look, I appreciate your interest in making the show a better, safer place for fans to come and embrace themselves and express themselves.
And embracing a womb, a sci-fi womb is what the party line should be.
Okay. No, I appreciate it. This makes me feel great that you're not just crapping out some opinions like you did the first time around. This is great. And so you're right. No, you're right. This was the right thing to do. You're going to edit next time. And you can put robots together. You can put some audio together.
I don't know. It's very technical.
It'll be great.
It's very technical. I get lost sometimes. There are a lot of numbers.
So you're the guy that like can't cut grass or take out the trash because
that's very complicated. No, that's very complicated. I just
yeah.
have trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm done talking to you.
End of line.